Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 13th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Facebook's oversight board began rolling out the ability for users to appeal decisions for content removal from Facebook and Instagram, expected to be available to all users in the coming weeks. Previously, users were only able to appeal decisions to restore content that had been taken down from the platforms. NVIDIA announced an ARM-based CPU called Grace, designed for AI and high-performance computing applications, available in 2023, with plans to be installed in machines used by the Swiss Supercomputing Center and the U.S. Department of Energy's Los Alamos National Laboratory. The CPU is tightly integrated with NVIDIA's GPUs, offering 10 times faster performance than NVIDIA DGX-based systems. Roku began rolling out Roku OS 10, which adds AirPlay 2 and HomeKit compatibility. The OS also features Instant Resume, which takes viewers back to the last thing they were watching on supported channels, improved voice controls, automatic recognition of connected game consoles, and a customizable live TV channel guide for US users. Roku also announced the Roku Express 4K Plus, available for $40 in mid-May, which offers 4K video streaming with support for HDR10 and HDR10 Plus, and includes a voice remote. The company also announced the $30 Roku Voice Remote Pro, which includes a rechargeable battery that lasts up to 2 months, shipping this week. Microsoft announced the Surface Laptop 4, available in 13.5-inch and 15-inch models, both with a choice of Intel's latest 11th-gen processors or AMD's Ryzen 4000 series, with Microsoft claiming up to 70% better performance than the Surface Laptop 3 and keeping the design and port layout. Pricing for the 13.5-inch starts at $999 for the AMD model or $1,299 for the Intel version, with the 15-inch starting at $1,299 for AMD and $1,799 for Intel, all shipping April 15th. Microsoft also announced the Modern Webcam, available in June for $69.99, offering 1080p resolution with HDR and a privacy shutter, although there's no Windows Hello support. The company also announced the Modern USB-C speaker, available in June for $99.99, with omnidirectional microphones and background noise cancellation, as well as a dedicated button to launch a control panel for Microsoft Teams. Spotify launched a dedicated voice control car accessory called CarThing, only available to invited Spotify Premium subscribers in the US, currently being sent out for free, but you do have to pay for shipping. The device features a touchscreen and two knobs, connects to a phone over Bluetooth, and essentially serves as a dedicated car remote for the Spotify app. The Korea Times' sources say a joint venture between LG Electronics and the automotive supplier Magna International is very near to signing a deal with Apple to handle initial volume production of EVs for the company. A prototype of the car could be teased by 2024, with Apple intending its first-generation EVs as an opportunity to elevate their marketability. GM's Cruise subsidiary struck a deal to be the exclusive operator of a robo-taxi service in Dubai from 2023 to 2029. The Cruise Origin shuttles operate at highway speeds with no steering wheel or pedals. Cruise plans to scale to 4,000 vehicles by 2030. Google announced the Google Play Movies and TV apps will no longer be available on Roku set-top boxes or smart TVs from Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku as of July 15th. Content rentals and purchases can still be viewed in the Your Movies and Shows on the YouTube app on those platforms. The Federal Communications Commission released the FCC Speedtest app on iOS and Android, which will use Speedtest data to inform its efforts to collect accurate broadband speed information and aid broadband deployment. Current FCC broadband coverage maps are built on self-reported data from internet service providers. Samsung and the carrier SK Telecom announced the Galaxy Quantum 2 will go on sale April 23rd, a phone with a chip from ID Quantique that claims to be the world's smallest quantum random number generator. The chip captures random noise with an LED and a CMOS image sensor, and automatically works with apps supporting Android Keystore APIs for better security. Updated Apple support documents show the company made mid-production hardware changes to the A12, A13, and S5 processors in the fall of 2020 to update the secure storage component. This second-generation component includes counter lock boxes, which would seemingly mitigate password-cracking devices like GrayKey. According to a new Siri voice prompt, Apple will hold a special event on Tuesday, April 20th at Apple Park in Cupertino, California. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources previously said Apple will announce an updated iPad Pro with a mini LED display at the event. Oculus announced it will hold its first Oculus gaming showcase on April 21st at 6 p.m. Eastern. The event will feature updates on Pistol Whip, Lone Echo 2, and Star Wars Tales from the Galaxy's Edge, among other games. And finally, Facebook's NPE team released Sparked, a video speed dating app with no public profiles that connects users for 4-minute video calls. A second 10-minute call is then set up if both users enjoyed the first, with users responsible for exchanging contact info if they wish to stay connected. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.